Today's shiur is Masechta Ksubas Daf Lamed Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, the last line of the Amid, for Rav Yochanan Maitamla Amakula. As we had learnt in the previous shiur, there's a machlokes between Ula and Rav Yochanan. According to Ula, we have a Gzeirah Shava of Tachas Tachas to teach us that under very specific circumstances, the halacha is that one pays mammon faced with a situation of two anshim, malchus and mammon. He pays mammon and doesn't pay malchus. We have the gzeirah shava of tachas tachas. Rav Yochanan disagrees. Rav Yochanan says that normally when faced with the situation of malchus and mammon, one would have to pay malchus. One would have to receive malchus. And as Rabbi Yochanan explained, he learns this from a smuchin. The Torah that teaches us the halacha of kimle b'derabmanei teaches us that din with the words kedei rishosoi, mishum risha achas at mechayvoi, v'yet mechayvoi mishtum shtei rishois. But right next to that pasuk says, Rabbi Yochanan, the pasuk uses the words abom yakeno to teach us when faced with malchus and mammon, one would have to receive malchus. Eidim zomim and chayvu b'chaveroi, Rabbi Yochanan taught us were exceptions to the law, because there were specific psukim yad b'yad ken yinosim boy to teach us that their halacha is the mammon is paid and that supersedes the chi of malchus. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan my tamalai amakula, why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan agree with Ula and learn the gzeirah shava? And as Tosfos explains, since we find in Masechta Bechoris that Rabbi Yochanan does learn the gzeirah shava of tachas tachas, one cannot say that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't agree with this gzeirah shava. One cannot say that Rabbi Yochanan did not have a Kabbalah from his Rebbe's that this is a proper Gzeirah Shava, because clearly we see that he learns this Gzeirah Shava in other places in Shas. Other Rishonim learn differently than Tosfos. They say just because he learns this Gzeirah Shava regarding Kachim does not mean that he would have to learn this Gzeirah Shava also regarding our Shaila. The Gemara's question, according to those Rishonim, is Rabbi Yochanan, what does he do with the word tachas tachas that Ula used to teach us the Gzeirah Shava that mammon is supersedes malchus? Rabbi Yochanan, who disagrees with Ula, what will he do with the word tachas? The Rishonim also point out that the Gemara does not ask what does Ula do with the smuchin of Rabbi Yochanan, because clearly when faced with on one hand having a Gzeirah Shava and on another hand having a smuchin, a gzeirah shava is a lot stronger, is a much stronger type of limud, and we follow the gzeirah shava over the smuchin. Answers the Gemara on behalf of Rabbi Yochanan, in came bitalta erves achoyz chalos agala. If according to you, says Rabbi Yochanan, we have mammon when there's a situation of oinus supersede the chi of malchus, so then the pasuk of Ervis Achoyz Chalos Gala that teaches us that there is a chi of knas, there is a chi of malchus, would not be able to be fulfilled. Therefore, we have to say that the chi of malchus supersedes the chi of mammon. Ask the Rishonim that there's another pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'nosin la'via nara chamishim kesef." So why is Rabbi Yochanan only concerned about the pasuk about malchus, and why is not concerned about the pasuk that knas? So the Rishonim gives two answers. The Shita brings two answers. One answer is that it's only that the pasuk of Nosan Lavia Nara Chamishim Kesef will still be able to be fulfilled if the woman who was violated is not an erva. But this pasuk of Ervas Achoyz Chalos Segala can never be fulfilled in a situation of oinus. Another teretz is, and this is a very important concept, even though we've been learning kimle b'drabamenei, and that, for example, if there's a situation of malchus amamin, we give, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we give the malchus and it supersedes the mamin. Certainly, one is supposed to pay the mamin. Bezdin can't force the person to pay the mamin, but the right thing is to pay the mamin. So therefore, the pasuk will still be able to be fulfilled. Ask Tosfos, if we're so concerned that every lav should have its malchus fulfilled, the halacha is that a lav shein b'maisa or a lav hanitik lasei, there is no malchus. Why are we not concerned? Where's the malchus? So Tosfos answers, those lavim are lavim which the Torah specifically excluded from the chiyuv malchus. There is no chiyuv malchus by those lavim. But this is a lav, the lav of Erves Achos Chalos Segala, that the Torah did say is a lav for which there is malchus, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan is concerned that we need to have an opportunity to fulfill that oinish. Ask the Gemara, if that's the line of reasoning we're taking, so chayv b'chaveroi nami, in the situation of chayv b'chaveroi, where we're saying, and everybody agrees, that if there's mammon and malchus, by chayv b'chaveroi, the mammon supersedes the malchus. But what about him came b'tata lo yosef pen yosef? There's a lav that we're not allowed to hit somebody, and there's a lav, and that's a lav for which one receives malchus. Similarly, Adam Zoyman Nami, Bitalta Vahoyim Ben Hakois Arosha, there's a lav of he has to receive Malchus. Ella, what's the answer? Adam Zoyman Efshel Kiyuma Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. The Alocha, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Makkos, is that by Adam Zoyman, the Alocha is Vasisim Loi, Kasha Zomam Lasis Lochiv. What the witnesses wanted to do to the person that they testified against should be done to them. But if they said that this person they were saying testimony about was a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, and therefore he's a Cholo and he's not a kosher Kohen, may not do the Avoida, we can't do to them what they wanted to do to him. First of all, they may not be Kohanim, and even if they are Kohanim, a Cholo is a disqualification that goes for generations. And the children of these witnesses don't deserve punishment. Their halach is that they get malchus. So since we have a situation where Mekayim the lav, we weren't mevatel this lav. Similarly, chayv chaveri nami, there is a case, as we learned in the previous shir, where there will be a chiyuv malchus. If he wounded him and it wasn't worth a shava pruta, the nezek tzari p'shava zabayishas did not accumulate a pruta, that there the halacha is that he gets malchus. Says the Gemara, if that's what we're concerned about, where is there a type of a situation where we mekayim the malchus, achoisa nami ikel kiyuma b'achoisa begeris. We could have a situation where the sister is a begeris, where there is no knas, and they will have the malchus. The Rishonim ask, that why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, was Rabbi Yochanan only concerned about the lav, in the havamin of the Gemara, of Ayvus achois chalos segala? Why was Rabbi Yochanan not concerned about the lav of La Yosef and the lav of Ahoyim ben Hakos Rasha? So Rishonim answers, since those lavim were not explicit in the Torah, La Yosef is a lav that really speaks to Bezdin, not to give more malchus than the person deserves. Ahoyim ben Hakos Rasha could be coming to teach us that we have to announce and tell everybody that these people are Edom Zoymimim. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan was more concerned about the pasuk of Erves Achos Chalos Segala versus these lavim. The Rishonim also ask that at the end of yesterday's shiur we learned that there are psukim of Yad B'Yad and Ken Yonasim Boy that teach us that Mammon supersedes Malchus. But if now the Gemara had a havamina that by Choyv B'Chaveroi and Edom Zoymimim, the halacha is also that Malchus should supersede the Mammon, for if not, im kein betalta, we would be nullifying those Chiyuvei Malchus. What would we do with those Psukim? So the Shita answers, we can't ask a question of Inkein Bitalta on something which is only a drasha. Yad biyad, can you nusim by only drushas? And when something is only a drasha, we don't ask a question that we nullified something that says in the Torah. The Mefarshim also discuss, Sefer Paris Yosef asked this question, that if there is a nafkamina between a hakor sheyesh b'shava pruta and a hakor she'ein b'shava pruta, and by hakor sheyesh b'shava pruta there's a chiv momen, by hakor she'ein b'shava pruta there's a chiv malchus, why would this not be considered an asura sofik? Since when the person gives the chavola, we don't know if it'll be a shav pruta or not, so we can't give malchus on a asura sofik. Answers the Paris Yosef, based on what Tosfos says later in this Amid, that Hasra Safik means where the person who's doing the Aveira doesn't know for sure that he's going to do the Aveira. But here, he's for sure doing the Aveira. He's for sure doing Chavola. There's only a side question, will it be worth a Shavu Pruta, the Sakka or not? That is not considered Hasra Safik. In fact, I saw that the Tzitz Eliezer, in discussing what is a Hakar Shesh B'Shar Pruta, as we mentioned in the previous year and today's year, one of the five Tashlumim that has to be paid by Chavola is Ripui, paying for doctor bills. And the question that he discusses is, let's say one person was Chayvel and another person, and the person who got hit went to the hospital to take all sorts of tests, internal examinations, x-rays, and other such examinations to see if he had internal wounds. And Baruch Hashem, it turns out that he's well. Can he still go to the person who hit him and say, this is part of my your repo payment? Or he says, you see, you're fine, and you didn't have to take these tests, and I'm not responsible. Says that Tzitz Eliezer, two reasons why he's certainly responsible. Number one, he says, since this is the normal procedure, that when one receives a chavola, he takes these types of examinations, that's certainly included in the category of ripui. Moreover, says the Tzitz Eliezer, just like we find by Shabbos, if somebody is concerned that he has a makosh cholo, that he has an internal wound, he's allowed to be mechal Shabbos, even though if it turns out that everything is fine, that's not considered Chilul Shabbos. Similarly, says the Tzitz Eliezer, in this situation, because he has the concern that he has an internal wound, that's considered Ripui. So now we need to understand Rabbi Yochanan. Why does he not learn the Gzeirah Shavah of Tachas to teach us that Mammon supersedes Malchus? Omloch Rabbi Yochanan, Hai Tachas Hashina, this pasuk miboylei lech d'abaya is needed for what Abaya taught us. Amar Abaya, Amar kra tachas hashi'ina, hai tachas hashi'ina, mechlal d'beik abayis hashagam. Since the pasuk says tachas hashi'ina, as we're going to learn on the Mishnah on Daf Lama Tess, is teaching us that the knas is only, the knas portion is paid for the violation. But there are other obligations still. Obligations of Nezak, Tzar, Ripui, Shevis, and Baishas. V'ula, that uses the words Tachas to teach us this Kseri Shava, where will he know that besides for the Chiv of Knas, these other obligations must be paid? Nafkalim Midarava, Dama Rava, Omakrava, Os, V'noson Isha, Shokriv, Imoi, Lavia Nara, Chamishim, Kesef, Hanoa Shiva, for violating her, he pays Chamishim. But that is an exception, but he also has to pay Mechlal the Ika Boshes Begam, he still has to pay Boshes Begam. Now, as we mentioned at the beginning of our shiur, yesterday we learned that Yad Liyad teaches us that by Edom Zoymen, if there's Mammon and Malchus, the Mammon supersedes the Malchus. Rebbe Lazar has a different source to teach us this din. Rebbe Lazar Omer, The reason why by Adam Zimmerman, Mammon is paid, and he doesn't receive Malkus, Mammon supersedes the Malkus, Mishum Delah B'nei Hasra'ah Ninu. Because one cannot give Hasra'ah for this Malkus. And we know that Hasra'ah, that one is never going to receive Malkus without Hasra'ah. So the obvious question is, if that, the Mashal's question, if that is the halacha, so then why in a situation of Misa Mammon, everybody agrees that by Adam Zimmerman we give Misa, we should say the same Mamdus, that since he's not subject to Hasra'ah, and Mammon doesn't need Hasra'ah, whereas Misa and Malkus do need Hasra'ah, that's why we should have him pay Mammon over the Malkus. So the Maram Shif answers, since the Aveira for which he's Chayiv Misa is such a strong Aveira, Misa versus Mammon, there's no question which is a bigger Einish. Misa. Kim Leib, the Rabbi Nate teaches us that we should always give the bigger Einish. The Kikoin, the Yoine answers, since the Pasuk uses the words Nefesh Benefesh expressly by Adam Zimmerman, so we learn from that that Misa supersedes Mammon, even though one cannot receive the Einish, even though one doesn't receive Hasra'ah. So the Gemara says the reason why he doesn't get the Malkus because he didn't get Hasra'ah. Omer Rava, says Rava, Teda, I'll prove to you that Malkus cannot be given to Adam Zimmerman because Nisri Bei Amos, exactly when do we want the Hasra'ah to be given? Nisri Bami Akara, if you would suggest that the Hasra'ah should be given long before they testify, Amri Ishtalin, then the Eidim will say, we forgot this Hasra'ah, and therefore the Hasra'ah will not be a valid Hasra'ah. Ask Taifas, then why don't we say that the Hasra'ah given a day before or long before the testimony is an invalid Hasra'ah because it's a Hasra'ah Sofik, as we just quoted from the Paris Yosef. Answers Taisus that Hasra'ah Sofik is only in a situation where the person doing the Aveira doesn't know he's doing the Aveira. But if the person that's receiving the warning is aware that he's doing an Aveira, even though the people warning him are not know for sure that he's going to do an Aveira, that's considered a full-fledged Hasra'ah. So if we're going to give them this warning earlier, says the Gemara, Amri Ishtalin, they can always say that by the time they say the testimony, they forgot the testimony. And as the Avni Nezer explains, not only if they say so, we will be concerned that there was no Hasra'ah, even if they don't say so, we should be concerned that they forgot the Hasra'ah, and it should not be considered as if they received Hasra'ah. Nisr Babashas Maisa, on the other hand, to give them the Hasra'ah immediately before they testify will also not be a good Eitzah. Because Pashi V'lai Masadi, they're not going to testify. They're going to say, it's not worth testifying if this is the repercussion. And as the Ritva explains, even though the Gemara teaches us in the Masechta Sanhedrin that may Ayman ala Edom, that we always tell Edom before they testify that they should be aware of the repercussions of their testimony, still says the Ritva, this is a lot more. Because here we're telling them that you could possibly be chayiv misa. So it's a lot more of a iyum. It's a lot more of a threat. And we're concerned that they will be reluctant and not testify. And we want to hear the testimony if it's true. The Shita answers that me'ayman al-Edim is not necessarily done right before the testimony, but the Gemara, it could be done a little bit before. Whereas what our Gemara is discussing is Bishas Maisa. On the other hand, Nisra Belub Saif, we should say the warning after they testify. That's already Maida Hava Hava. What was, was. We know, we've learned this halacha earlier in our Masechta, the Kivin Shehigid, shuv in a chayzer magid, and once that they said the testimony, it's too late to retract. So what would it help to say at that point the warning? Maskel of Abaya asks Abaya, there is a way of saying the warning immediately after the testimony, and it should still be considered that it's during the testimony. Let's warn them immediately within the time it takes to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe or Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Amayri, and it'll still be considered a valid Hasra. And as Tosfos explains, saying the Hasra takes longer than it takes to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Amayri. Says Tosfos that the halacha is that once it started Toich Kedei Dibur, then the halacha is it could take even past Toich Kedei Dibur. Tosfos proves it because the halacha is that if 100 witnesses say testimony, each Toich Kedei Dibur of the other, and one of those testimonies is nullified, the halacha is Eidus Shebatel Mektsas Shebatel Kula, and all of those testimonies are thrown out. Certainly from the time that the first witness said testimony to the 100th witness saying testimony, there's more than Toich Kedei Dibur. But says Tosfos, since one is within Toich Kedei Dibur of the other, they're all considered one Toich Kedei Dibur. Here too, as long as the Hasra would begin Toich Kedei Dibur, it would be considered a fair warning. The Rashba says a different teretz. The Rashba says that since here Toich Kedei Dibur, the Hasra, is crucial, because without the Hasra, we would not have a testimony. That's why the halacha is that the testimony afterwards is, the Hasra afterwards is acceptable. However, ask the Divrei Yecheskel and the Shaila Meishev. This concept of Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, there's a Machloikus Rishonim in Masechta Baba Basra, if is Midaraisa Midrabonim. The Ran holds the Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami is a concept Midaraisa. However, the Rabbeinu Tam holds the Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami is only Midrabonim. The reason being, says the Rabbeinu Tam, because we're concerned that the person is in the middle of saying something and then he'll notice his Rebbe, and the halach is that one has to have Derech Heretz for his Rebbe, and he's going to have to be able to interrupt and say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. If so, if it's only Drabonon, but Midaraisa there is no concept of Toich Kedei Dibur, ask the Divrei Yecheskel, how could the Gemara suggest that Hasra Toich Kedei Dibur should take away a Deraisa concept of Kivin Shigit Shof and Echoizim Magid with a concept of Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, which is only effective Midrabonon? Answer the Divrei Yecheskel, that when Rabbeinu Tam holds that Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, it's not to say that he doesn't hold the works Midaraisa. Avada Midaraisa Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. The question, however, here is that why don't we say that Midrabonon it should not work? Why would Rabbanan not concerned that anything after said afterwards is an issue of Kivin Shigit Shuvei Nechayzor Magid? On that, Rabbeinu Tam says Rabbanan were not concerned about it because Rabbanan said that we know that people sometimes have to interrupt what they're doing to greet their Rebbe. Maskler of Achabarei Dravika. Different question. V'nisibar Mikara. Let's give warning way before. We were concerned that if warning is given in a significant amount of time before, then by the time they say the testimony, they'll forget it. The nirmez baramuzi, we should just give them a remez at the time of Eidus, remember our warning. And as the Ritva explains, since it's not the full speech we're going to give them, the concern the Gemara mentioned before, that they will be reluctant to say testimony, will not be here because they're not getting a full speech that scares them off. Hada Abaya, Lav Milsi Da'amri, what I said is incorrect. Isak Daitach, Edom Zayman Tzvichan Asra, For if the halacha was that Eidim HaZoyim require Asra, Kilay Masrinu B'Aloy L'Katlina Lahu, if we don't give them Asra, we would not kill them. Mi Kamidi, Dei Bani Kerta B'Aloy Asra, that they wanted to kill their victim without Hasra, because what they said was false. So obviously their victim didn't have Asra, Vinu Basra, and we require that the Eidim HaZoyim should have Asra. Habi'inon, doesn't the Torah tell us that Sisim like a Shazamim Lasis Lachiv, the witnesses should be treated the same way as their victim, Vileka? It must be that Eidim Zayimim are not subject to Asra. Maskalar of Samav Reider of Yimia, El Ma'ata, Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, the like Me'akash Shazamim comes Rabbi. As we said at the beginning of the shir, a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, when Eidim say Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, they don't get their punishment because of Akash Zomim. They get their punishment because of Loisana. They're not supposed to say false testimony. Libay Yisra, according to this reasoning, should require Hasra. We're only saying that Akash Zomim doesn't require Hasra. But why doesn't Loisana require Hasra? Of that, answers the Gemara, Amakra, Mishpat, Echad, Yelochem. The Torah compares all Eidim Zomim, Mishpat HaShav L'Kulchem. And since in the regular case of Eidim Zomim, as we just learned, the Pasuk of Kasha Zomim teaches us that Hasra is not required, similarly, the Halacha is, by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, Hasra will not be required. So in other words, what we're learning now, there is no requirement for Hasra by Eidim Zomim. And therefore, what Rabbi Lazar tried to learn from the fact that they don't get Asra, that's why they should get Mammon, is not a valid limud. The Gemara gives a different limud now, why by Choyvel B'Chaveroi is there a Chiv Mammon superseding the Chiv Malkus. Rav Sheshe B'Reid Rav Idi Omer, Choyvel B'Chaveroi, Nami Moinu Mishalim Umilki Loilaki Mihocha. The Pasuk says V'chiyinotu Anoshim, if people are fighting for Notfisha Hora and they hurt a pregnant woman V'yotzi Lodau V'am Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Lazar in explaining this Pasuk says B'matzus Shebemisa Kosov Dabar. The Pasuk is referring to a situation where people are fighting that they could kill each other. The Ksif, as the Pasuk says, Vim Osan Yia, Vim Nosata Nafish Tachat Nafish. And in fact, the Pasuk is saying, if there will be a fatality, then we kill the person. In other words, if one intended to kill somebody and killed the woman instead, he's M'chuy Misa. Now, Hechidami, exactly what is the situation? Idaloi Asrabei, if he wasn't warned that by hitting his opponent, he may end up with a Chuy Misa, so my Mikdal, why if he hits someone else is he chuyv misa? El pshita, it must be referring to situation the esrabai that he was warned. Umusra davachamer, and the Gemara now assumes that if he was warned for chiv misa, have a musra davakal, then the chasra for malchus is also there. To understand this a little better, this person is hitting his opponent. He was warned that if you kill your opponent, you'll be chayiv misa. If you won't kill your opponent, you'll be chayiv malchus. So obviously, he received a hasra for malchus. Even though it wasn't explicit, it's implicit. What he was being told is, killing will bring you death, and he understands that if he won't kill, he'll be chayiv malchus. And yet the Torah tells us, if there wasn't a fatality, onish yonish, he pays mammon. So see that by choybul chaveroi, even though he was warned that he may receive malchus, mammon supersedes the malchus. As Tosfos, even if he didn't kill, since the halach is that he's a roidif, that he wanted to kill, and the halach is that a roidif is mischai benashai, he's chayiv misa, so we should say Kimle with Rabbi Mnei, answers Tosfos that we're referring to a situation where he could have He's not a roid of the tzchayv misa. Because the halacha, the Gemara teaches us in Masech the Sanhedrin, is that a roidif is only chayiv misa if he, there's no other way of preventing him from doing what he's doing. But if he could prevent it a different way, he's not considered a roidif. The Ktzais also explains, in explaining this concept of musru dava chomer, have a musru dava kal, that there are two points in every hasra. One point in the hasra is to tell the person what you're doing is wrong. The other part of the hasra is to tell him that there's a difference between shayig and mezit. Telling a person that you're not allowed to hit another person is obvious that it doesn't have to be told. Everyone knows that you're not allowed to hit another person. The only point of this hasra is only to tell him the difference between shayig and mezit, and therefore it should be working both for a musru dava chom, it should work for a musru dava chal. Maskler of Ashi asks of Ashi, the basis of your assumption is that he certainly received Hasra for Malkus, because if he received Hasra for Misa, Musrul Davacham have a Musrul Davakal. Ask the Gemara, am I the Musrul Davachamer? Have a Musrul Davakal, Dimeloi Havi, who says that it's automatically included? And in Tim Tzolayim Havi, even if you say it's certainly included, Mamai the Misa Chamura, who says that Misa is more serious? Dimel Malkus Chomer. Maybe Malkus is a more serious penalty. As we see, the Amar Rav, Emolei Nagdu L'Chananya Mishol V'Azariah, had they whipped Chananya Mishol V'Azariah when they were forced to bow to the statue of Nebuchadnezzar, Polchul Tzalma, they would have bowed down. So we see that receiving punishment, receiving Malkus, is worse than receiving Misa. So who says that the warning for Misa includes Malkus? And as the Tosfos Rosh explains, certainly the Oynish, the Aveira for which there's a Chiyuv Misa, is considered a bigger Aveira than the Aveira for which there's a Chiyuv Malkus. But here we're not judging Aveiras. Here we're judging how people look and people react. And people react more seriously to Malkus than they do to Misa. And the Tosfos goes into understanding this Gemara. From here in the Gemara, it's Mashma, it's asked Tosfos, the Chananya, Meshav, Azariah were prepared to be Mois and Nefesh, but they weren't prepared to accept Yisurim. But if it was an Avodah Zarah, and we know that by Avodah Zarah the Aloch is Yehoreg Vayavar, so how could the Gemara suggest that they would have not been able to withstand it? Therefore, Tosfos learns that this really wasn't an Avodah Zarah. It was just a statue. And Chananya, Mishael, Azariah were being machmer and not being willing to bow down to the statue. But, says the Gemara, they were willing to accept Misa, but they weren't willing to accept Yisurim. The Rashba has a different mahalach. The Gemara says, the Rashba says that what the Gemara means here is to say that they certainly would accept the Yisurim, but it would have been a lot harder for them to accept Yisurim than Misa. But Tosfos Pshat raises a difficulty according to the Rambam. Because according to Tosfos, it wasn't an Avodah Zarah. They really weren't obligated to be Mois and Nefesh. They just went beyond the call and were Mois and Nefesh, but they wouldn't have been ready to accept Yisurim. However, as the Mefarshim, that the Rambam says, that in a situation where one is not mechuyev to be Mois and Nefesh, and one is Mois and Nefesh, ha-reza meschai benafshoi. He did the wrong thing. So how can we suggest that Chananya, Mishael and Azariah were ready to be Mois and Nefesh? They shouldn't have. So there are a number of answers in explaining the Rambam. The Nemukah Yosef, in explaining the Rambam, says that the Rambam agrees that when we're dealing with great people, the halacha is, even the Rambam agrees, that they can be mois and nefesh even where the Torah doesn't require it. The Shita Mekubetza says a very bechidish. He says, although the halacha is that one is mechuyi to be mois and nefesh for avodah zarah, one is not mechuyi to accept torture. That's too much. And therefore, Hanani Mishal, the Rambam will learn this was a real Avodah Zarah. Misa, they were ready to do, they were supposed to do, but they weren't required to accept torture. And the Paiskim, based on this Gemara, teach us how we see that accepting pain is something that the Halacha frowns upon. That's why the Mechi Shlomer of Shlomer Zalman Orbach suggests that one is allowed to take painkillers to avoid pain and discomfort. Ramosh Sternbuch in the Shalos Tshuvos in the Haggis discusses if taking some of these painkillers could cause illness and could cause death. May one take a painkiller? And he differentiates between the status of the person who's sick. If the person who's sick is probably not going to survive, then he allows all types of painkillers. In other situations, obviously, he's more concerned. There's a tshuva for Rav Nasha Klein, the Shalos Tshuvos Mishtar Lachas. As for Vosner, the Shalos Tshuvos Shevet Alevi, if a woman in labor is allowed to take an epidural, they both suggest that one may. And the Shevet Alevi says that if the woman is experiencing serious labor pains, she should. Although they also say that if the woman doesn't want to take one, she wants to have natural childbirth, she's not obligated to take the epidural. The Piskei Tshuva discusses, we know that the halacha is that if someone is ma'abed atzmi ladas, he commits suicide, he's not buried in the regular place in the cemetery, mi'ikra hadin, one doesn't sit shiva on him. But Piskei Tshuva discusses that someone was suffering terrible pain, perhaps that's not considered ma'abed atzmi ladas, because our Gemara teaches us how great is the pain, how great pain is, and how serious people cannot accept pain. The Rebbe Rabbonim, in explaining this Gemara, says, look at how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us nesyonis. The nesyon of Hanani Mishael v'Azariah, the Gemara says, was that they were willing to accept Misa, but they couldn't have accepted Yisurim. Tells us the Rebbe Rabbonim, from here we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives people nesyonis, only nesyonis that they could accept. And then anything more than they could withstand, they don't receive that kind of nesyon. Continues the Gemara. Amalei, so the Gemara is saying, we see here that Malkus is more of a Nesoya, is more of a punishment than Misa. So how can we say, even if we say Musul Dava Choma, have a Musul Dava Kal, how do we say that Malkus is automatically included in that Hasra? Amalei Rav Sam Breder of Asi Lerav Ashi, Ramalei Rav Sam Breder of Ashi Lerav Ashi, V'leishonolach ben Akar, Sheishlach Kitzva, Lakosh Emlek Kitzva, V'chananya ben Ashav and Azariah, they did not know how many Malkus they're gonna get. That's the type of Yisurim that are more difficult than Misa. But here, a person who's going to receive Malkus in Besdin knows that there's only 39 Malkus, and therefore it's less. Maskla Rav Yaakov ben Arab Koid, according to Rabbanan that explained the Pasuk, that he was going to kill, where one was going to kill the other, his opponent, and he was warned not to kill, and he says that Musul Davacham, have a Musul Davakal, so there was a Srof of Malkus. Eli Rabbanan, Eli Rabbi Dik Amamamin. What the Pasuk there is referring is to money. It was never referring where that he was warned about Misa, Michael Meimer. Ella, Omer of Yaakov and Harb Koid, Mishmei the Rav Mahocha. The Pasuk says, if people fight, and then, Im Yaakov is Alek Bechutz Al Mashantoi, if the person who got hit walks outside on his own strength, V'niko Hamaka, then the person who hit him will be absolved. V'chisal Al Datav Shazam Mechalek B'shuk V'zeh Narug. So says the Gemara, do we need a pasuk to tell us that if the victim goes out healthy, that the person that hit him will not be killed? Of course he won't be killed. A melamed, what's the pasuk teaching us? Shechoshen I say. We incarcerate the person who hit him, and we wait. Emis, if the victim dies, ketlinenle, then we execute him. Elohimus, if the victim doesn't die, shifter, yitev, rapi, rapa, he pays shevis and ripui. And there's a machloikis, ham farshim, what is the point of this incarceration? Some of us say that he's only incarcerated because we're concerned that he may run away. But if we don't have that concern, then he doesn't get imprisoned. Others say it's not just that he's imprisoned because we're concerned that he may run away. He's imprisoned because he did this Aveira, and he's put into prison until we know exactly what happened, and he does he or does he not deserve this Einish. Obviously, the Shita also says that we're referring to a situation where we have reason to be concerned that this victim will die. Hechidami. So again, what is the situation? Idalis Rebbei, if he wasn't warned, am I miktal? Why would he be killed? El Pshita Desibay. Obviously, that the person who hit was warned. He was warned that he may end up dying for what he's doing. And again, the Gemara says, Musul Dava Chama, have a Musul Dava Kal. Vamrachmana. And still, even though he got Malchus, he got a Hasra for Malchus, tells us the Torah, Shifta Yitim, Rapi Rapi, Mammon supersedes the Malchus. Ask the Gemara again, Maskler of Ashim, am I the Musul Dava Chama, have a Musul Dava Kal? Dimaloy Havi, who says that one Asra includes the other one? Vim Tim Tzloima Havi, an infor say Musul Dava Chamar, have a Musul Dava Chal. Mamai the Misa Chamura, who says the Misa is a more of a serious punishment? Dimal Malkus Chamar. Dama Rav, as Rav told us, Emolay Nagdul Chanani Mishal Vazaria. Had Chanani Mishal Vazaria been subject to Yisurim, to Malkus, Polchul Tzalma, they would have worshipped the statue. Amalei Rav Samad Rav Avasi Lerav Ashi, Vamalei Rav Samad Rav Ravashi Lerav Ashi, V'leishanolach, how can we ask a question from the situation of Chanani Mishal Vazaria? Is there no difference to you ben Akash Yesh Lekitzva? Malchus, which we know is only 39, Lakash Lekitzva, they didn't know what they were in for. And then the Gemara asks another question. Maskla Rav Mari, V'mai Demezit, who says the Pasuk there is referring that person hit the other person? Bemezid v'nika miktala, and what the person means is that we see if the victim is fine, then the assailant will not be killed. If the victim is not fine, then he'll be killed. Then will be shagig. Maybe what the Torah says is that he should be incarcerated, and we'll wait to see v'nika migolus if he's chayiv golus or not. So we don't know that pasuk is referring bechlal to mezid, and therefore there was no asra at all, and we don't have any proof that. We don't have any proof that there's a chiyuv, that the chiyuv mammon supersedes the chiyuv malchus. So the Gemara kasha, that's indeed a kasha. The Ritva says, we know when the Gemara uses the word kasha versus the word tiyufta, that means there's an answer. Because the Gemara, the reason it's a kasha is because it's difficult to accept, says the Ritva, that there's a chiyuv incarceration, there's an obligation to incarcerate a person to see if a bichayiv goes. And therefore, it must be that the pasuk is referring to Mezid, and we see that even though he was warned for Malchus, still Mammon supersedes the Malchus. Our Gemara now tries to give another answer to the question that we began the sugya with. We had a contradiction between our Gemara and the Gemara in Masechta the Mishnah Masechta Malchus. Our Mishnah said there's a chiyuv knas by one of the Ervis. On the other hand, the Mishnah Masechta Malchus said there's a chiyuv malchus. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says, Homani, who is the author of these Mishnayos? Remei, he damed loike mishalem. There's both a chiyuv malchus and a chiyuv mammon. And as the Shita explains, so why doesn't both, why don't the Mishnayos mention both? Since each chiyuv emanates from a different Aveira, each Mishnah focuses on each Aveira separately. Ask the Gemara, if it reflects the opinion of Rameya, who doesn't say we say Kimle Bidrabne by Malchus and Mammon, so I feel a bitainami. So even if one violated his daughter, why would the halacha be that he's exempt from Knas, as our next Mishnah will teach us, the halacha should be Rameya doesn't hold a Kimle Bidrabne. The Chitame Rameya loik Mishalim Islay, Rameya holds of that there is loike mishalim, meisim sham lesley, but he doesn't hold of kimle v'drabmane, but meisim mishalim, v'loy, is that not true? V'atanya, gonach v'tavach b'shabbos, if somebody stole a sheep or an axe and slaughtered it on Shabbos, or gana for tavach l'avodas kechavim, or one stole a sheep or an axe and he slaughtered it for avodah zara, or garden of shah niskel v'tafchay, if somebody stole an axe that is supposed to be killed anyway, which therefore also for benefit, v'shalom tashlumei abar chamesha, he pays abar chamesha div rameya v'cham and poitrim. The Chacham say that he doesn't. Obviously rameya holds that even though he has a chiv misa for chil Shabbos, he has a chiv misa for shechting l'shem avodah zara, he still pays. So obviously rameya, even by misa and mammon, doesn't hold of the concept of kimlei b'drabmanei. So the Gemara ha'itma lo Amar Rabbi Yaakov Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'Amri lei Amar Rabbi Yimriya Amar Rabbi Yeshim ben Lakish Rav Avin Rav Eloi v'kachavus mishmed Rav Yochanan Amri b'tavecha idei achar. The Brice is referring with somebody else to the Shechita, so he would not be chayiv misa because he didn't do the Shechita, he wasn't mechal Shabbos, he didn't shechta avodah zara. Ask the Gemara v'chizeh choyt v'zeh mischayiv, so then why is he liable for dal v'hei if someone else did the shechita? Amar Rava, Amar Rachmana, v'tavchay mecharay. Ma mechira idei emchacher. Mechira always takes place with another person. As the Rishonim explain, you always need a seller and a buyer. Or other Mefarshim explain, usually selling is done through a broker. Af tvicha idei acher. The Torah is teaching us that even if I stole something and somebody else did the shechita, the chiyuv of dalet v'hei, I will still be responsible for. The Beri B'Shmol Tana, a different source to teach us that that the perpetrator, the ganav, is chay the dal of a hay, even though somebody else did the shechita, or the rabbis is shliach. The Beri Chizki Tana, tachas the rabbis is a shliach. Therefore, Rameya says that he's chay the dal of a hay because he will not be chay misa because he didn't do the shechita, he didn't do the chil Shabbos, he didn't do the avodah zara. But indeed, Rameya will agree that even though loike u'mishalim, and we don't say kimlei v'drabmanei, misa mishalim, we do say kimlei v'drabmanei. So now all the mishnayos can be understood. The Mishnah Masechta Makis and our Mishnah that are both consistent, and there will be a chiyuv malkus and a chiyuv mammon following Rameya's opinion. The Mishnah that says that if someone violated his daughter, there's only a chiv misa and not a chiv mammon, also represents the opinion of Rameya, for Rameya agrees that by misa u mammon we say kimlei b'drabmanei and only misa is administered.